Hello, this is Michael Fanning, and I'm the host of the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our quick form podcast where we'll talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, and successful routines to light. In each episode, we'll talk to real estate professionals to learn what they have done that have allowed them to be better than they were yesterday. Please enjoy our podcast.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everyone. This is Michael Fanning, and welcome to the Windermere Coaching Minute. This is our podcast where we talk to Windermere agents who bring creative ideas, power strategies, successful routines to light. In each episode, we like to talk to real estate professionals to learn what they have done that have allowed them to be better than they were yesterday and have some success, not just with themselves, but also helping their clients. And so today, I'm extremely excited to have Shelly McKenzie with us. Shelly, how are you?
Doing great, thank you.
So Shelly, you are working in the Windermere office in Salem, Oregon, and you also operate in surrounding areas around Salem, correct?
Yes.
So for our listeners today, one of the reasons why we wanted to have Shelly on is because many times, Shelly's been coaching with us for a while, and Shelly hit a milestone this year in her business. And Shelly, you ranked in the top two highest producing agents in your office this year, correct?
Yes.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
And you're in an office with 25 agents. And so you did 11 million plus in volume, which is terrific. And just curious, what's kind of the average sale price in your marketplace these days?
Around 400,000. Yeah.
So that's awesome. And you did 24 transactions this year with your clients.
Yes.
Do you recall what the breakdown was between buyer and seller? I don't, if you don't know, that's fine. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Every year I'm about 50-50.
Okay. About 50-50 buyer and seller. That's terrific. So I was going to ask you, so you decided to start coaching with us, and you've been coaching with us for a little close to 2 years. And what was in your mind, what was the thing where you decided, okay, maybe this coaching thing is for me? Because in 2021, you were in the top six. And so it wasn't like you were struggling. I mean, you were doing good business, but then you decided, okay, I'm going to do this coaching thing. What was it that caused you to make that decision?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is I was struggling with mindset or believing that I could do more. Mm-hmm. And I had started listening to your warm-ups, which kind of led me to other podcasts, you know, whatever you were suggesting, I was going out and listening to. I joined the group or the path call, mm-hmm. which was the group coaching. And, you know, after listening to, it was probably 6 months to a year that I was listening to those things. I decided that, you know, I would take the next step and do some one-on-one coaching.
And for those of you listening, when Shelly talks about the path calls, that's our Windermere Path coaching piece, where we do a call every Thursday at 10, and it's a group. So you log in, you're on the Zoom call, and you're listening. And typically it's one of our coaches either interviewing somebody or talking about the topic. So for example, this month of February, we're going to be covering database management, not everything around databases. But that's where you started, right, Shelly? And then after doing that, you decided, okay, maybe it's time for me to get some one-on-one coaching.
Yes.
So I remember specifically when you started coaching, and I remember we were sitting down, we were looking at your numbers, and so I kind of pushed you a little bit, right?
Yes.
And so, because Shelly does, she coaches with me. And so I kind of pushed you a little bit. And so when we started coaching, what were the areas like you felt? I know you said mindset. Were there any other things where you felt that one-on-one coaching, we could hold you more accountable or get you more consistent in doing things?
Well, I really wanted to be consistent across the board with the Ninja Nine. I had been, you know, doing parts of it here and there. I went to in Ninja installation in 2012. And, you know, since then, you know, I was implementing, you know, parts of it, but not doing all of it and not doing it consistently. And so I wanted to be more consistent across the board and just have that accountability.
And I agree with you. I think that's one of the, for our listeners there, I think that's one of the challenges that I see. Like, you know, somebody asked me, they said, well, what do you see the biggest challenge for agents in having sustainability or what we call evergreen business? And I said, you know, it really boils down to really two things is consistency. The other one is knowing what to be consistent at. And you mentioned the Ninja Nine, right? And so I think a lot of times what we find is that agents will complicate this business because they want to look for the shiny objects or what's going to give me money tomorrow. And the reality of it is there's some real basic things that if we'll just do consistently and not make it complicated, that we'll have a phenomenal return. And I think that that's one of the things when we sat down, I think we worked on with you. Remember, we started saying, okay, what's your routine? And you really, and tell me a little bit, you really dialed in your routine. Maybe talk a little bit about that because I know you had a good routine, but you kind of dialed it in even tighter.
Yeah, so I pretty much was already getting up and going to the gym in the morning. But, you know, I'd go home and then, you know, get ready and get to the office, you know, at 9 or 10. And so I decided I would go to the gym, get ready at the gym, be at the office by 8, you know, do my morning, you know, my important things in the morning before 11 so that those were done, my note cards, my affirmations and gratitudes and, you know, my phone calls and real estate reviews. And so I really dialed that in and didn't let other things take over my morning.
Yeah. And that's one thing I noticed too, is that when you started getting that dialed in, some other things started clicking. Kind of started falling in place and also saw your confidence grow. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, and then you'd said that. You said, you know, you didn't believe maybe that you could hit those numbers. And so I started seeing your confidence grow a little bit. And then it started growing even more. And so if you think about right now, if you think about when you were 6, and then you moved to number 2 and you really started seeing your business happen, what were a few key things you feel that you can point to where you said, okay, when I started doing this, when I got this consistent, I all of a sudden I saw a shift.
Yeah. So, you know, 100% mindset, I think believing,
right.
Believing that I could do it was huge. And then I was really working on my personal relationships. So, you know, focusing on those with no really intent of getting anything back from it. So, I started doing like client appreciation events and focusing on, you know, lunches and coffees and, you know, dinners with people. And, I started giving birthday gifts. I thought that would be a special thing for people to receive a birthday gift. I've done, you know, birthday cards, but I kind of upped that to gifts and then, pop buys. Mm-hmm. Pop buys have been pretty big because that's a touch where, you know, I've gotten listings from pop buys for sure.
Yep, absolutely. Well, and I think one of the things, and I remember this very vividly as we were having a conversation, because I know at the time when you first started coaching, you were doing a lot of soccer. And I think even I asked, I said, so who are the people you play soccer with? And you go out with their friends. And I said, how often do you see them? And you said, well, I play soccer weekly. And then I said, what are you learning? And I think that's where one of my things where I said, hey, are we actively listening and turning that into an action item? And I don't know if that was an aha moment for you, but I can remember after a couple of weeks, you came back, you said, yeah, I'm not just playing soccer now, but you know, when we're going somewhere after our soccer practice or our games and we're sitting, I'm learning more about these people.
Yeah, that was actually huge because I didn't think about it. And I would go, you know, be with, you know, my soccer friends, and we didn't talk about what we did. Nobody knew that I was a real estate agent and I wasn't even thinking about it. And so, you know, once I started to like, hey, what do you do? And, you know, start asking the questions, then, you know, it came out. And I would take pop buys, you know, little gifts to my soccer games and pass them out. And so that's carried on to, I now line dance. And so I do kind of the same thing there is, you know, just talk more about our personal selves instead of just, you know, going and dancing or playing soccer and leaving. So.
Right. Yeah. And that was a big one for me that I noticed with you is because all of a sudden you were coming back saying, wow, you know, they have a need here, or I've learned something about them. And I think the other piece of that too, was that you shifted your mind to not look at people as transactions, but you shifted your mind going back to what you said is looking at them as relationships. And then all of a sudden your referral business really started to kick in.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. And I think that's a big takeaway for a lot of listeners today is, you know, in this industry, I think, unfortunately, a lot of us look at a client and we think, well, I got to get a transaction out of them, which is not the case. What you have to do is you have to build a relationship with them, and they know maybe 3 to 4 people a year that they can refer you to. And it's building that solid relationship that's going to allow that referral to happen. And if they turn into a transaction, that's like icing on the cake.
Absolutely.
Which is totally terrific. And so I think that was a big thing. And then the other one, I just have to bring this up because I remember when we were sitting there, and so we're doing your planning when we're planning for 2022. So it's 2021, into 2021. And I said, okay, Shelly, you're going to do this number of transactions. Do you remember kind of what your inside voice said at that time?
Yeah, I did not. I thought it was way out of reach.
Yeah, you're like, this is way out of reach. You're kidding me, right? And I have to mention Kelly, because I do have to say Kelly was great. She's like, oh, come on, Shelly, you can do this. And Kelly is a friend of Shelly's that also works in the office. This is a really great real estate agent, and she was kind of a cheerleader for Shelly a little bit. But what was great is as we started working through and we built a plan, or you built a plan, I just helped you kind of structure it, and you started looking at it. And pretty soon I remember we'd be on calls and you go, oh my gosh, I'm ahead of schedule. I'm ahead of my numbers. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And then you hit it, right? And you did that. So what do you think that, how did your voice change? I mean, obviously confidence went up, but how did your voice change from the beginning of that 2022 to where we are now?
It was huge. It was huge because I think as I was, you know, going through the year and getting closer and quarterly, you know, meeting what I needed to meet quarterly to make definitely the voices were changing. Like I can do this. And even going into 23, you know, the market was changing and there's all this, you know, talk about, you know, oh, real estate's, you know, it's interest rates are going up and things are gonna, you know, change. My goals are higher and it was scary then too. Setting my goals for 2023, but I'm already on track with those. So I'm kind of like, well, you know, I thought it was going to slow down, but
right.
It hasn't.
I want to unpack two of those things because this is interesting. So one of the things is that you said, you know, now going into 2023, I think for the listeners, the voice is always there, right? I mean, the fear voice kicks in once in a while, but I think you've learned how to change what you look at and say, nope, I'm going to focus on activities. I know what I need to do. And I just got to get consistent, right? Because I mean, I think that's a lot of our conversations in coaching is I'll say, hey, Shelly, how are your calls going? How are your reviews going? And there's weeks where you're like, man, I'm knocking out of the park. And then you're human. And there's weeks where you're like, yeah, didn't quite get to it, but that's okay. I'm going to get back on track next week. But so the fear voice is still there, but you hear it less. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. And then I think the other piece of this that I think is really important for our listeners to hear is that, you know, as you strive and you hit those numbers, you know, your confidence grows. But here's one thing that I found is that there's a lot of people right now in our industry. And I was just on a call the other day with some leaders in our industry. They're saying, oh my gosh, business is down and production's down. And it's just, they're really in the doldrums. Yet then I listen to someone like you, and I even have other clients that we're coaching right now that are saying, you know what, I've already got my January numbers are hit. I've got my February numbers in line. I'm going to hit my quarterly numbers because, and I've got clients that are just coming out of the woodwork, and I've got referrals. And so then some of the leaders go, well, how's that happening? We're in a down market. Well, no, we're not. The problem is that a lot of agents just are not consistent and just don't run a system.
Yes.
And I think that it's a testament to you that you just, you know, you carried through October, November, December, you kept doing what you needed to do. You took some time off with your daughters and you had a life too, because I know you took vacations. I mean, how many vacations did you take in 2022?
Gosh, I think I took four big vacations where I actually flew somewhere, but, you know, I camp and, you know, take weekends off and I ski. And so, yeah, I feel like, you know, I get my time off and enjoy my personal time.
Exactly. And so you had a system and you're now you're booking your business for 2023. You took vacations. You had a good time. Because a lot of people say, well, you know, if she was number two, I mean, did she have any fun in 2022?
Like, yeah, I did.
You did. I mean, you had balance. And I think that, and, you know, and I'm excited to see what you're going to do in 2023. But here's my big question, you know, now that you've hit that level and you're going to go to the next level, what advice would you give to somebody who's maybe, you know, not quite where you are, but they want to get there? I mean, if you had any words of wisdom in terms of what you've done, what would you say to them?
I would say work on your mindset daily, listening to positive, you know, and personal growth things, and then being consistent 100%. Yep. Even if, you know, you fall off for a little bit, just get back on. I feel like, you know, with the coaching, it just helps me to get back on, because of course I fall off. I mean, we're not perfect.
We all do. So.
Yeah, we all do, but I get back on quicker because I've got to, you know, I have my coaching call with you and I have to make sure that I'm back on track.
Right. Exactly.
And then a big thing for me going into 2023 and, you know, all the talk about our market, you know, going down, I've actually increased my marketing budget. I feel like I need to do more, not less.
Yeah. So, no, I think that's great. Well, and I love the fact that you actually invest in yourself, because one thing that we didn't mention is, I mean, you do personal coaching, but you also invest in Mastery with Ninja.
I do, yes.
So you also are a member of that as well. And so, you know, we hear this a lot. People say, well, you know, but I mean, coaching, it costs me money. And if I'm going to, that's going to cost me money. And we come from this mindset of scarcity because we're looking at it as a cost versus, you know what, it's an investment. Would you say that the investments you've made have given you a dramatic return?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think that's great. I love it. So consistency, set a mindset, right? Stick with it. And when you fall off, get back on quickly and invest in your people. And this is a good year to increase your investments to provide more value is what I heard.
Yes.
Yeah. That's terrific. Well, Shelly, I want to thank you for being on our podcast. I love it. And so here's one question I have for you. Our listeners, if somebody wants to reach out to you and just kind of maybe hear more of how you dialed in your business and what you did, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Email or text or call.
Okay. And your email is just, so I'll put it in the show notes, but just, can you just give your email so that people that are listening, if they need to write it down?
Yeah, it's ShellyMckenzie@Windermere.com, and that's ShellyMckenzie.
@Windermere.com.
Yep.
Perfect. And I'll put that in the show notes as well, in case somebody wants to reach out and get a hold of you. And for our listeners, remember that Shelly is a licensed broker in the Salem and surrounding areas, and that is in Oregon, for those of you who may be listening from outside of this area. Shelly, any last words before we wrap up?
Just hire a coach. I believe in it 100%.
And folks, I did not pay her to say that. Just so
everybody... He did not.
Say that.
I mean, honestly, I hire a personal trainer as well to, you know,
yep,
do better in the gym. So I think anything to help make you better in what you're looking to get better at is worth it.
Yeah, you know, and when we're young, we always have coaches. And then as we get older and become adults, we sometimes think, oh, I've got this. But, you know, it always helps to have somebody who's, you know, they're kind of holding you accountable. So I appreciate
that. Absolutely.
Well, great. Well, Shelly, thank you so much. And for our listeners, I want to thank you all for listening. If you like the content that we're sharing, please feel free to share this out. And if you have ideas for us of things that you'd like us to address or challenges that you're having where we could bring some light or shed some light on strategies, please reach out to me directly at fanning@windriver.com. And we'll always end these like we always do by saying be awesome and help somebody and make it a great day. And again, Shelley, thank you so much for being here today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for listening to our Windermere Coaching Minute. We hope you found this content helpful. If you did, please feel free to share it and give us a rating. And we'll always end our podcast by saying, be awesome and help somebody, and make it a great day.